Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable. I'm inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad to be with all of you once again in the Madison area. We hope that you consider us a hometown ministry because we're just home folks, but we love the Lord here in Tampa, and we want to share Jesus and what we have learned about Him with anyone and everyone that we come in contact with. We're glad for those of you who are Christian that are listening to this broadcast as part of your devotional life, and we're so glad for you who may not know the Lord or you know about Him, but you haven't accepted Him as your Savior. Would you please stay tuned for the next 30 minutes? We're going to talk about a rescue mission and the one that did not fail because it could not fail. And I just pray you'll stay tuned for this today. We're so glad to be with you, as I said, and those of you listening by computer, we're glad that you've discovered this station, WMAF, and we're glad that you've discovered this broadcast. There are other broadcasts here on this station, and we're happy to be part of the WMAF family. Pray for this station that it will prosper, and that it will grow in influence, because it's just good family programming and the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and through word, as I'm about to bring with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That this gospel would go where God wants to send it. Praise the Lord, because our God is mighty to save. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've got a great message for you today, and if you know someone that you feel this radio station, as well as the ministries on this radio station, would be a blessing to, if they have a computer connected to the World Wide Web anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, just tell them to type in WMAF Home, and it will take them through their search engine to the homepage of WMAF. You can see the disc jockeys there, the DJs that you hear, and see what they look like. You can click in the upper right hand corner, and this station streams. That is, by the computer, whatever is playing on your radio will come forth through those computer speakers and 24/7. And so we just pray that the influence of this station will grow, and through it, the ministries that are on it, and we've been ministered to in song. Now let's be ministered to in the Word of God. Let's see what they're all singing about and why Christians are so happy. Well, most of us are. Praise the Lord. But if you're one of those sad ones, we hope before this broadcast is over, that's going to change, that you will understand the resources you have in Jesus Christ, and you'll call upon Him in faith, and you'll experience His mighty delivering power. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the rescue mission that did not fail. And you know what that includes? It includes the virgin birth of Jesus, the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross. It includes the bodily resurrection we just celebrated, a great Easter Sunday. And it includes the next great event on God's calendar, and that is the coming of Jesus Christ for His church. Praise the Lord. Fanny Crosby wrote the great evangelistic hymn, Rescue the Perishing. I want to read a portion of that great evangelistic song. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Praise the Lord. That's what we're on the air for. If you're wondering what our motive is for being on the air, why we are reaching out, particularly into areas that can't directly be a blessing to us in terms of our church here in Tampa, we're reaching out because we want everyone to know what Jesus Christ can do in a life that is transformed by Him when we receive Him as our Lord and Savior. Rescue means to free from confinement, danger, or evil. To save, to deliver as a prisoner, forcibly from custody. You know, Jesus said that He was anointed to set the captive free and to set at liberty those that are bruised. Jesus came to this earth on a rescue mission. Praise the Lord. Let me read about this from Galatians 1, verse 3 through 5. Listen to this. Grace be unto you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever. Amen. One translation reads like this, it's a paraphrase, listen, so I greet you with the great words, grace and peace. We know the meaning of those words because Jesus Christ rescued us from this evil world we're in by offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins. God's plan is that we all experience that rescue. Glory to God forever. Oh, yes. Amen. Christ came into this world to be a Savior for all who put their trust in him. And that includes you today, wherever you are and whoever you are. He was truly sent on a rescue mission. Heaven nor hell has ever been the same since he came and died on the cross and rose again. Jesus is a mighty Savior, one who cannot be conquered. No angel in heaven outranks him, and no demon in hell can oppose him. If you're unsaved and you hear this message, I want you to know what Christ can do for you. If you are saved, I want you to know what he has done for you and what he is doing right now to complete his mission, his rescue mission. The gospel is such good news, it can seem sometimes to be too good to be true, when in reality, it's too good not to be true. In the early days of the war with Iraq, the rescue of Jessica Lynch became the greatest moral booster for our fighting men in our nation because it was so wonderfully successful. I want to read an eyewitness account. Listen to this carefully. Jessica Lynch, a U.S. soldier, called out, "We are United States soldiers, and we're here to protect you and take you home." On her hospital bed, PFC, Jessica Lynch remained still with her bed sheet pulled over her head in fear. What were these words? Could it actually be true? Or was this some cruel torture dreamed up by her captors to get her hopes up and then dash them to pieces to demoralize her? The soldier stepped into the room, removed his helmet, repeated his words, "Jessica Lynch, we are United States soldiers, and we are here to protect you and take you home." So it was true. Jessica peered out from the sheet and responded, "I'm an American soldier too," she replied. Lynch, who had been held since a week earlier when her unit was ambushed, suffered a head wound, an injury to her spine, and fractures to her ribs and her arm, both legs, her right foot and ankle. The rescuers quickly evaluated her medical condition, secured her to a stretcher, took her to a waiting helicopter, and to safety. Jesus came to set the captive free. Let me read this to you and see if you don't sense that wonderful rescue mission that he came to accomplish. In Isaiah 61, prophetic of Jesus, the very words that he read when he went into the temple, when he began his public ministry, he read from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61, and he quoted these words, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Jesus quoted this portion of Scripture, as I said, in the New Testament when he began his public ministry. Let's look at it in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 17 through 21. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias, which is Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." If you've got a reference Bible, that will take you back to the year of Jubilee, when bond slaves were released after their servitude and given their freedom. All of this is about being rescued from something or someone that we cannot extract ourselves. Only someone from outside of ourselves can deliver us. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a God who is mighty to save today. I don't know what your predicament is. I don't know what your personal prison is. But I know one who has the key that unlocks every door. And if the door won't unlock, he'll tear it off. Hallelujah. Amen. I know a God who is mighty to save through his Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. If you think this is just getting religion or turning over a new leaf, like you make a New Year's resolution and look to your own strength to do better, you are very, very mistaken. I've got good news for you today. We're talking about the one who created heaven and earth and the universe as we know it. Praise God. This mighty God is concerned about setting you free. And he sent his Son down here on a rescue mission so that we all on this planet could be saved. When John saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Praise the Lord. Verse 20 said, "And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Jesus wasn't, therefore, just a good man with good intentions. He was and is very God and has the power to save. Listen to Matthew 8, 23 through 27. "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there was arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish." I'm talking about mighty to save now. I don't know what kind of sea of circumstance you're on, and I don't know if your ship is taking on water and threatening to be sunk and swamped by the storm, but I know one today who is mighty to save. "I can't take," we used to sing that old camp meeting song, "I can't take a heart that's broken and put it together again, but I know a man who can. I can't take a life that's sin-stained and make it pure again, but I know a man who can." Amen. That's why I'm preaching the gospel today, is because I know a man who can, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. "Save us or we perish," they said. And he saith unto them, "Why are ye fearful?" Verse 26 of Matthew 8, "O ye of little faith." Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. In other words, the storm didn't slowly quit blowing. The winds and the sea didn't slowly calm down. When he said, "Peace, be still," immediately the sea became as glass. Praise the Lord. Amen. He rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" I love the Amplified. It said the men were stunned with bewilderment and wonder. One translator said the wind and sea come to heel at his command. The sea became smooth as glass. Are you ready for jaw-dropping church services where the saving, delivering power of the risen Christ is present? where Satan's strongholds are crushed like paper in the presence of the Holy One, where the Holy Spirit bears witness that Jesus is all-powerful and that He's here right now, mighty to save and mighty to deliver. Oh, that's what we're looking for in the remainder of this year and all the years to come until Jesus comes. We're looking, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, for mighty things to happen. And the gospel is being preached right here over this radio station, and God watches over His word to perform it, to bring it to pass. And our God is mighty to save. This is not just getting religion, turning over a new leaf. This is getting saved and having a new life. Praise God. This is having great prison doors of habit and sin, sin's influence broken over us. The Bible said when you receive Christ as your Savior, we're translated. You can hear the rescue part of this. We're translated out of the powers of darkness. We're rescued from the enemy's stronghold. Praise God and His influence. We are translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise the Lord. The gospel of Christ Jesus is not just correct theology. It is powerful unto salvation. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 5 says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance." One translator said, "Not only in word, but in its own inherent power." Praise God. Amen. I like that word, its own, that phrase, its own inherent power. One paraphrase reads, "When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. It comes with much assurance." Praise God. Hallelujah. The night I came to Christ as my Lord and Savior, nobody didn't have to tell me that I was saved. I was looking for somebody to tell that Jesus had saved me. His Spirit bore witness with my spirit that I was a child of God. Hallelujah. Accepted in the Beloved. Praise the Lord. One writer commented, and I agree with this comment, "The church is weak and anemic because she lives below her privilege of power." You know, one of the signs of the end time or the last days is that men would have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. When Christ comes into the human soul, He not only forgives our sin and leaves us in Satan's prison house, He sets us free. The scripture said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." Because of that mighty anointing, amen, upon Him, He's anointed to set captives free. Praise God. God has always confirmed His word with power. God has always distinguished Himself through man-made gods, and who are actually no gods, or demons impersonating a god, by His manifest power. God confirmed His Son with powerful signs, not the least of which was the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Listen to Acts 2 and verse 22. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know." Amen. You know, the Bible said when they went preaching this Jesus that God confirmed with signs and wonders and miracles. When they preached the gospel, He told them, "Go everywhere, preach the gospel to every creature." And they went, the Lord working with them, the scripture said, confirming the word with signs following. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know the greatest sign? There are healings. I was healed of cancer in my wonderful church. When hands were laid on me, I was anointed with oil according to James 5:14, just as valid as John 3:16, from the same book, the same anointing, same inerrant truth. Praise God. They anointed me with oil. An evangelist prayed for me. God healed me. I do not even remember the name of the evangelist when I was healed of leukemia. But I'm going to tell you something. I remember the name of the man that he called upon for my healing. The prayer of faith saves the sick, and the Lord raises them up. And hallelujah. And listen to me. I remember the mighty name of Jesus at a tender age. I understood through that wonderful experience that God is mighty to save through Jesus Christ our Lord. God confirmed him with signs and wonders and miracles. You know, John the Baptist made a statement, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I must decrease that he might increase." And not long after that, John was, and he baptized him, heard a voice come out of heaven confirming him, "This is my beloved Son." A dove rested upon him. A voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son," God's voice audibly in John's ear, "in whom I am well pleased." But when he was cast into prison awaiting death and execution, amen, John the Baptist sent his servants from the jail. He sent them to ask Jesus, "Are you he, or should we look for another?" He said, "What I have said about you, I have confirmed you as the Messiah, and I want it confirmed beyond any shadow of a doubt. I can't miss this. This is too important to declare unless it is absolutely true, and I just want to make sure that I made the correct assessment of who you really are, sir." And the servants went to Jesus and asked him, "Are you he, or should we look for another?" And Jesus said, "Go and tell John that the blind see. Tell him the lame walk. Tell him the deaf hear, and he will know it is me." God confirmed him with mighty wonders, miracles, and signs. What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? They said of him, "Never a man spake like this man." Praise God. They said of him, "He's not like the scribes and the Pharisees, for he speaks as one having authority." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. And what a mighty Savior who came on a rescue mission for you and for me. We were all held captive by the enemy of our soul, by Satan and his minions. But I'm telling you, Jesus came here. The Son came here to set us free. We used to sing, "He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound my Savior to see. Glory to God. He set me free." It doesn't matter what prison bars are holding you. You receive Jesus as your Savior and cry out unto him. He will set you free. He's anointed for that mighty, wonderful purpose. What a powerful God that we serve. Praise the Lord. This is a rescue mission that didn't fail. I'm telling you, praise God. Because the name of Jesus Christ is mighty in battle. Mighty to deliver, mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to set free, mighty in prayer, mighty in praise. Hallelujah. Edward Perronet wrote a mighty song in his wonderful anthem, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." I want to read a verse of that before we close today. "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." I like the verse that says, "Sinners whose love can ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall, go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Ye seed of David's chosen race, you ransom from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all." In this message today, I'm crowning Jesus Lord of all. I'm declaring that he is mighty to save. And no matter what your circumstance is today, there is a Savior sent from God on a rescue mission. Hallelujah. And if you will open the door of your heart, He will break down the door of your prison house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can open the door that lets Him open the other door today. Have you ever heard the scripture addressed to the church of Laodicea, who is questionable where they ever knew Jesus because they didn't even have a robe of righteousness on? But they had become very wealthy and prosperous in their religious endeavors. They were using the name of Jesus, but He said unto them, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and him with me." If any man hear my voice and open the door, it inspired artists. And one painting in particular is seen all over the place in replications, both small and large. And it's Jesus standing, the door of a big wooden door to a household. And He is knocking on that door. And if you'll notice in that painting, or in a book where you come across that caption, if you notice, there is no knob on the outside of that door. You see, God will not force His way into your life. But if any man, see, the knob is on the inside. The knob is your will to trust Christ as your Savior, your will to be set free from your prison. And if you will accept Christ as your Savior, amen, if you'll open that door and let Him come in, whatever prison is holding you, He will break down that door that is holding you. It may be alcoholism, it may be drugs, it may be sexual addiction, whatever it is. It may be anger that is so uncontrolled it hurts your every relationship in your life. It may be things that are deep, dark, secretive things that that only you and God know. But I'm telling you, whatever it is, if you want to be free, you can be free. God can change you from the inside out, but He does His work from the inside out, and you have to let Him in for that great work to begin. And I'm going to challenge you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm going to challenge you to open your heart, to let Jesus in, amen, and let Him do His wonderful work. You know, for years, friend, I didn't come to Jesus, and I came at a young age comparatively. At 21, going on 22, I surrendered my life fully to the Lord, and oh, what a wonderful, wonderful life that I have had and am having in Him. I don't know what I would do without Him. Thank God I don't have to find out. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." But listen, friend, I had to open a door for Him to come in to set me free from things I couldn't set myself free from. I thought I had to get right in order to get God to notice me, come into my life, and when in fact I couldn't deliver myself. I needed a Savior. I needed someone to rescue me. And when I accepted Jesus, He came into my heart, and then He began to work in all of my life, and those chains of habit and those chains of darkness begin to fall off of me. I struggle with my flesh like anyone else, but I have had a mighty deliverance within, and the devil can never put me back in that prison house. Praise God, because the Son has set me free. And whom the Son has set free, the Scripture says He is free indeed. And you can be set free today. You can't change yourself. You can't even change your desires, but you can see where those desires are leading you. And you can see all the trouble it's caused, the heartache, the pain to you, loved ones, others. There's no peace without Jesus getting us out of that prison that Satan has locked us in and threw away the key. Well, God don't need His key. He's mighty to save. And I declare to you, the Deliverer has come, and I would challenge you today to open your heart right where you are. Open that door to Jesus, because He's knocking and He's calling you by name. He wants to save you today. Repent of your sin. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you who are saved, whatever you need, you cry out to your mighty Savior, because He's mighty to deliver you today. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.